Well, hey guys, welcome to The Drive. Today I wanted to talk about kindness. Simple subject, simple topic, completely biblical, but I want to talk about connecting through kindness. I think that's such a huge, huge factor in our witnessing for Christ, because depending on the way I say something, it's highly likely that a person will accept or reject based upon the content, but also based upon whether there is kindness or a lack of kindness. I've never seen people coming to the Lord because they were yelled into the kingdom. I've never seen people hold up signs and be so vicious against the world and unbelievers that people are like, yeah, you're right. I need to talk to that. They're right. They're yelling at me. They're saying I'm going to hell. I'm going to accept the Lord. I have never seen that. And really, I think it goes to what the Bible speaks of, which is simply be kind to one another. I mean, look at Jesus' life. You know, as Jesus lived, as he walked this earth, as he was, you know, engaging in ministry for that 3.5 years, he was approachable. Even children, they weren't intimidated by him. They came up and talked to him and ran to him. He was approachable. He was kind. He had a heart of love. And he demonstrated that tangibly, like in his actions, in his words, in his reactions. He was full of kindness and love. And I think the way that we connect with people is through kindness. When you simply say a cordial word, if you simply just start talking to someone, you know, actually investing in them, having an interest too in their answer, instead of being like, hurry up and finish so I can say what I need to say. But having the mindset of, I want to see God move through me. And in order for us to do that, in order for us to see that, I think our attitude plays a huge part in that. Christian maturity isn't just about what you know. Christian maturity is really about what you know and then what you put into action. The fruits of the Spirit, classic example. The fruits of the Spirit really should be part of our character, should be part of what we do and what we enact, you know, as believers. Goodness, kindness, faithfulness. Kindness is a fruit of the Spirit. So how important is it? I think it's incredibly important when we're talking to unbelievers or believers alike. You know, you're not going to yell people into the kingdom, number one. But also, from a believer to a believer, you're not going to yell at someone in order to convict them. The Holy Spirit convicts. What we are supposed to do, what our job is to extend love and kindness to other Christians. Because how are people going to know that we are believers? Well, Jesus said it best, if we have love for one another. Love and kindness go together. They're great friends. You can't have love and be a jerk, right? We want to be a good witness for Christ. We want to be an example for Jesus and for the Lord and for what it means to be a Christian in this life. And so in order to do that, man, kindness, you guys, goes a long way. Just a kind word. And here's the thing. We cannot have conditional kindness. If they do this, then I'm going to be nice to them. If they say this, if they do something nice for me, I'll think about being nice for them. That is not God's heart. That is not what we are supposed to do or how we're supposed to act or enact the Great Commission, right? We need to have unconditional kindness. Unconditional kindness, which means we are kind to anyone and everyone, which means we are kind no matter if the person is our friend or our enemy, which means we're kind no matter how we're feeling, which means we're kind no matter what the other person said or did against us. Kindness is the way to connect to believers and unbelievers alike. Kindness is a way to connect to people. Jesus connected with people because of many reasons, but one of the main, I believe, is he was kind. He went up to outcasts. He went up to the poor, the people that the religious leaders didn't want anything to do with. He went up to them. He talked to them, actually. He talked to the Samaritan woman by the well, which would have, you know, which freaked out the religious leaders. Like, what in the world is he doing? He stood up on behalf of a sinner who was going to be stoned with rocks. Jesus met people who no one else wanted to meet. He looked for lonely people. He extended kindness to sinners. Is that amazing? What? He is the example of how to treat and how to talk to people in this world with kindness. A bad attitude is not going to make a believer. It's not going to convert a soul. It's just going to turn people away and go, yeah, that's exactly what I thought Christians were like. They're haters. Exactly what I thought. We don't want to give that impression because that's not the truth. Christians are not haters, and we don't want to treat people like dirt so they think we're haters. We want to treat them with love and kindness and even respect. We can still disagree but still be kind. And that's what we're called to do. So I think that in order for us to connect with people, we need to have kindness. Kindness in our homes, kindness at work. And this might be a tough one for some people because at work, there's a lot of different personalities. And many people work in environments where there's a lot of unbelievers or people that don't even want anything to do with a Christian life, with faith, with church. They don't even want to hear about it. We have, you know, people have bosses that are mean and that don't care about your well-being, that don't care who you are or where you came from. And man, is it hard to show kindness in areas and situations like this? Absolutely. Even family. When we meet with certain family, it's like they're so dead set against us sometimes and talk down to us. And it's like, Lord, give me your kindness. Because listen, we don't have any kindness apart from the Lord. We're sinners in need of a Savior. We need God's kindness. We need the Lord's kindness when we deal with people. Because His kindness is what brings people to repentance, not our kindness, right? See, we depend upon the Lord for every character trait that we have in the fruits of the Spirit and everywhere else in the Word of God. You know, we depend upon the Lord for the character traits that attract people to God. Because we want people to look at us and go, they're in the room, they're coming in the room, I need to leave the room because I don't want to be around them. They're just not a nice person. We do not want a reputation like that, right? We want a reputation like, oh, they're a believer and they actually will talk to me and not, you know, look down on me and judge me for being different. But they'll treat me like they treat a family member. They'll treat me like they treat a fellow believer. They'll treat me with love and respect, mercy, grace, and kindness. May kindness be included in our daily speech, our daily actions, and our daily reactions. We cannot let kindness be absent from our Christian character. We cannot. We need to offer kindness and be kind. And honestly, some people, we all have different personalities. Some people come across as kind all the time, even when they're not. Some people come across mean all the time, even when they're nice. But a lot of the time we have to step out of ourselves and say, yeah, I'm not feeling too kind right now. I'm not even in a good mood, but this person is asking me about the Lord. This person is looking into my life as a believer and wondering what Christians are like. And so I need to extend kindness to them. I need to connect with them. And in order to connect, we must show and demonstrate kindness. We must reflect kindness just like the Lord has reflected His kindness and given us His kindness from above. And so may we connect with people as we simply show them kindness. May we not leave kindness out of the equation. May we be kind to unbelievers. May we be kind to believers. May we be unconditionally kind to everyone who we come into contact with. it's in the Word. It will attract people to God, and that's what we want to do. Reflect Him and His attributes, His character. May we be kind and therefore connect with people. Well, God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll see you next time.